A new taped message, believed to be from Osama bin Laden, urges Muslims to resist any attack against Iraq by what it termed the Crusaders. The tape was broadcast on the Arabic television station Al Jazeera. While urging the defense of Iraq, it also denounced Baghdad's leaders as infidels. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The broadcast on the Qatar-based news station was just the latest in a series of alleged audio tapes and statements from the Al-Qaeda leader. U.S. officials said this tape was probably genuine. For 16 minutes, a raspy voice broadcast over a file photograph of the Al-Qaeda leader advised Iraqis how to fight the Americans based on the terror network's experience in Afghanistan. He said Al-Qaeda fighters had survived an intensive U.S. bombardment of the Tora Bora region in the fall of 2001. The recording urged Iraqis to dig trenches and engage in urban warfare to fend off U.S. troops. It also encouraged them to carry out suicide attacks. We stress the importance of martyrdom operations against the enemy, he said, those operations that caused so much harm in the U.S. and Israel. In a speech filled with religious and historic references, the speaker compared the Americans to medieval European crusaders determined to wage war against a great Muslim capital. He also warned Arab governments not to cooperate with U.S. forces. Even by words, if they help to kill the Muslims in Iraq, they have to know that they're apostates and don't belong to the community of Muslims, he said. The statement also went on to criticize Iraq's rulers, calling them infidels. Bin Laden has previously criticized Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's government for being secular and socialist. Nevertheless, said the speaker, it was all right for his followers to temporarily cooperate with the Iraqi government. It doesn't hurt that in current circumstances, the interests of Muslims coincide with the interests of the socialists in the war against crusaders, he said. In Washington, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the message reinforced suspicions about a close partnership between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the tape showed that President Saddam Hussein and bin Laden are bound by a common hatred of America and its Arab allies. There was no immediate comment from the Iraqi government, which has repeatedly denied links with Al-Qaeda. There was also little response to the tape from the Arab press. Most Arabic newspapers did not publish today due to the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday. But Ahmed Mousselli, a professor of political science at the American University of Beirut, said the U.S. was exaggerating the significance of the tape in a desperate attempt to establish a link between Iraq and the Al-Qaeda network. However, said Mousselli, by calling Saddam Hussein an infidel, the speaker had underscored his loathing for the Iraqi leader. Mousselli says that suggests that any kind of actual alliance between Al-Qaeda and the Iraqi leadership is highly unlikely. Still, said Mousselli, the tape is cause for alarm. He said similar messages attributed to bin Laden in the past have often been followed by terrorist attacks against American interests abroad. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.